Hello and welcome to Miss Bossy Boots, inspiring leadership for women in business. My name is Stacey Morgan. I'm the principal of Port Macquarie Performing Arts, a dance school on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. And joining me is my co-host Jane Hilsden. Jane is the managing director of Dragonfly Marketing, a marketing agency that helps small business grow. How you doing, Jane?
Really well, thanks, Stace.
Speaking of a marketing agency that makes small business, helps small business grow, sorry, didn't mean to muck up your motto, I saw photos of you with your little logo up on a big screen at an awards ceremony. Have you been to the Oscars? What's been going on?
Stace, it is the advertising, marketing and advertising equivalent, or I should say the digital marketing and advertising equivalent of the Logies. Yes, you're right. I'm so glad you saw that. Look, we had the great pleasure of attending the ADMA AC and E Awards last night in Sydney. One of our team, Brent Ryan, a resident creative genius, was actually named as a finalist in the Young Creative of the Year category.
So there was amazing.
Five finalists picked across the nation to be finalists in this category. He was up against the big guns, Ogilvy, etc., big agencies. So we went along and throughout the evening when the finalists announced, there was the Dragonfly logo right up against the big guys like Ogilvy in front of 600 of the leading ad creatives within the industry. So we were really excited. That was a highlight certainly of the week. Yes.
Oh, amazing. Very good.
Yeah.
And I can't, like, our podcast is about inspiring leadership.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't you that was nominated, but no. That must be incredibly satisfying for you as the leader and manager of Dragonfly Marketing to have one of your team nominated and to be able to be there and to be able to share it with Brent. That's really cool.
Yeah, and look, awards is something that we've addressed on the podcast mm-hmm. before, and the importance of awards. Yep. And there's so many reasons why, you know, we certainly believe that awards should absolutely be part of your business culture and your business. So this is something that I definitely encourage every member of my team to go in, including myself. And I will lead by example by going in whatever I can. But it's fabulous when somebody else can go and get an accolade as well. You know, Brent is incredibly creative. So why not put yourself out there and be rewarded for that?
That is so great. And speaking of, I'm going to take a moment to have a little brag. I got a phone call from the New South Wales Business Chamber asking me what flights I wanted to get booked for me to go to the State Business Awards.
Oh, yes.
Because I've been nominated for Young Entrepreneur of the Year.
Yes.
And I thought, okay, that's fine. I'll just go to Sydney and get to go. And that was exciting enough. But they're flying me down.
That's
and
great.
Putting me up at a hotel and transferring me to and from the event.
Wow.
I need a new dress.
Wow.
I know, right?
That's amazing. And Stace, that's incredible, A, that you are at state level young entrepreneur. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Well done, you.
Yes.
No surprises from those that know you. But yes, who knew it was so swanky?
Yes.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, new dress and new heels, I think. So I'll keep you up to date with how that goes.
And I'd love to see who else. You'll have to talk about it after the event and you'll have to let us know who else was there and what the categories were and who was winning them and, you know, including yourself, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I've got no, this is all so
really
new to me. Yeah.
It's amazing. Well done. So is Tanya Newman, who we had on the podcast a couple of months ago, is she?
Yes. Yeah, she's nominated for Business Leader.
So she'll be going as well.
Yes.
So two of you.
Yeah.
Woot. That's awesome.
So today we're talking not about awards or about us being fabulous, even though we spend a little bit of time doing that. Today instead we're going to be talking about productivity.
This is quite an interesting subject for me, and it's only just become interesting within the last couple of weeks. If you'd asked me a month ago whether I was productive, I would have wholeheartedly gone, yeah, absolutely. I'm one of the most productive people, you know, in the world that I know.
In my world.
My whole thinking about productivity has been completely disrupted.
What's
in the last
on?
Couple of weeks. You know what? I think it's a series of events that have happened. And look, I'll go a bit woo-woo on you here. I am a big believer in the universe mm-hmm. and I'm a big believer. And when I say that, what I mean is I'm a big believer in the fact that I think the universe places things in your path at the right time.
Yes.
And it's up to us as individuals to be open to receive what the universe is putting in front of us. And I know that sounds really woo-woo, but that's just what I believe. Anyway, so a series of, I guess, events or happenings have been placed in front of me in the last couple of weeks. And I guess probably the core of it started when we actually interviewed someone for this podcast about productivity. And that interview will be airing in the future. We'll be looking forward to sharing that with you. However, it kind of planted the seed within me around the concept of productivity. And I started thinking, well, what does that actually mean? Is that like ticking things off the to-do list? Mm-hmm. Is it the notion of being bored?
Yep.
Or is it the notion of having, you know, a certain level of output, and then what is that output? You know, how are we judging that output? Does that output, you know, then get measured towards our business goals and we're ticking it off that way?
Yeah.
Or is it just that, you know, that output is measured by how many things that we can get ticked off our to-do list, or how many things that we can actually manage to fit in a day? You know, what does productive mean?
Yeah, and you and I have spoken about this before, in that we could think that we're being very productive, but in comparison to somebody else, we might be achieving half of that. And then on top of that, what is important? Is it about prioritizing? Yes. And doing the things that are important, or is it about just doing everything on the list but actually not getting anything done?
That's exactly right. And I guess that's exactly what I think I've discovered is due to a few things happening. So the first thing that happened was I finally gave in and started reading The 4-Hour Work Week by Tim Ferriss. Now, I'll tell you, I had previously kind of written this book off as a book that kind of encouraged that whole philosophy of work from the beach, you know, earn seven figures, work from the beach.
Of course. And I've seen that book. I haven't read it yet.
Yeah.
But I have wanted to read it. But truthfully, every time I've picked it up, I've thought, no, I want to work more than 4 hours. I like working.
Yes.
That's not for me. Yes. I don't want to sit on the beach with my laptop. I'm quite happy going to work.
Yes. And that's right. I think I actually just took it way too literally.
Yes.
Well, yeah. As it sounds like you did as well.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what actually compelled me to finally pick up this book. I know so many people have recommended it to me, but I think I was literally in the bookshelf. I saw it on the book. I was in the bookshop. I saw it on the bookshelf, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
There's the universe working, I'm sure. Anyway, so I picked it up and I started reading it. And Stace, it's one of those game-changing books. And I don't know about you, but I read a lot of books, and there's not many that I get to actually, you know, page 100 and decide that this book will change my life.
It will change
the way I do things.
I wish that our listeners could see the visual, because you're holding the book in your hand and it looks worn and torn, even though you've only had it for a couple of weeks, and you've got all of the pages. You've got pages.
Dog-eared.
Yeah, dog-eared all along.
I think I can count at a really quick glance at least 10 to 12 in the first 100 pages have been dog-eared. And then I've actually got the biro and the highlighter, and I think a kid's texter when I couldn't actually find either of the above. And I've actually highlighted some pieces as well. But It is about reducing the amount of hours that you're in your business, but it's a lot more than that. And I guess one of the first sentences that really struck me was focus on being productive instead of busy. And mm-hmm. I thought, you know what? I think half the time I have a feeling that I'm busy being busy mm-hmm. half the time. I don't think I'm busy being productive. I think sometimes I'm busy being productive.
Yep.
And then I think when you come down from a super kind of huge workload, which you probably are being quite productive in because you're under deadline and you have lots of stuff to get done, but you can't release yourself from that cycle and you start filling the time, the voids,
yes,
with being busy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's busy being busy, and you're not actually kind of going back to a higher purpose or a goal or regrouping. You're just going, oh, you know, I'm so busy. I've just got to keep being busy, and I'll just, you know, sit here and do stuff to be busy.
Yes. Yeah. And let those distractions in life kind of take over as well. Until a few years ago, I actually thought that success and busyness was the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that the busier and the more stressed and the more, you know, the more things I was taking on, the more successful I was. I had a big wake-up call when I had kids that, hang on a second, I don't have to be busy to be successful. I can be successful and be productive.
Yeah. And that's so true. And do you know what? I think other people perceive you as being successful if you're busy. And the last month or so, and it makes my skin crawl when people say it. Not I don't take offense that they're saying it. But, you know, so many people have said to me recently, oh, you're so busy, you're so busy. You know, you must be so busy. Oh, you must be doing so well, you're so busy. And I kind of tense when they say it because I think, don't think that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm not that busy. Like, I am busy, but I'm not. You know what I mean? I'm working and I've got three kids, but I love it. Like, I wouldn't have it any other way. Busy's not a negative thing for me, you know, and I don't want you to think that I'm so busy that you can't talk to me or you can't come and have a coffee with me.
That's a big one. Yeah.
You know, or you won't come and give me, you know, $100,000 worth of business because you because you think I'm too busy. You know, I'm not. I do have a lot on. I do more than the average person, you know, as you would.
But I will take $100,000 from anyone who will give it to me.
I will make time for you. I don't have to sleep. No, that's – and so – I think I've just become hyper aware of that. So that was event one, and kind of, you know, a few events with people coming up and saying that to me. Then I had, and look, this is reveal, you know, and this is probably going quite personally into my business. But I had a meeting with my accountant. So one of the great things that I think I've done as a business owner is engage with a really strategically minded accountant who keeps me focused once a quarter.
Yeah.
So essentially, he doesn't overwhelm me with reports that he knows that I have absolutely zero interest in. He gives me one goal, one number, he keeps me on track with really simple measures for generating income, I guess. Right. Generating income and making sure my costs are covered. Anyway, so we sat down for our quarterly meeting a couple of weeks ago, well, last week, and it was a big eye-opener. You know, you and I were speaking before about how quickly the end of the year creeps up, and I was telling you how, you know, November, December for me just comes around so quickly because we have so much in terms of event and event promotion in the spring months.
Yeah.
That's just the clients that we work with. So all of a sudden, you know, by the time they're over, it's all of a sudden November, and obviously I've got kids who are in school, and so November and the first week of December is just filled with school concerts and, you know, Christmas parties and all that sort of stuff, and then before you know it, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
So that always happens really quickly. So in the time before I was a sole trader, and I was working from home. This is a couple of years ago. And I didn't have a lease and I didn't have a full-time employee.
Mm-hmm.
When it came around to the end of, you know, October and the end of all our spring events, and also the time that a lot of our clients are kind of winding down. So a lot of our clients aren't kind of thinking marketing in the months of November, December.
Yeah.
And that's always suited me because, you know, it's been busier for me personally, which is great. And so I've gone, well, that's fine. You know, we can just back off in November, December and then January and, you know, I'll earn a little bit less, but that's all good because I actually want to work a bit less.
Yeah.
All fine. You know, enter lease responsibilities, employees and all the rest.
Yeah.
And this meeting with my accountant kind of really highlighted and showed to me that, Jane, you have not considered the months of November, December and January. What's your break-even point? How are you generating the revenue to make sure that you're saying is true about your clients not needing to do, you know, to access your services over those months, what are you doing? Because you're going to have an issue. So we use a timesheeting software because we essentially sell our time for money. So we pulled this timesheeting software up to see where, you know, all my hours are being spent. Because, Stace, I am so busy being busy.
Yes.
You know, I start my day at 4 o'clock in the morning and then I finish it at 6 o'clock at night. And the majority of that is spent working, you know, within my business and then intertwining, you know, kids' activities and getting kids ready for school, et cetera, in between. So my question to my accountant was, how on earth am I spending these hundreds of hours and not generating more output.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't get that.
So this happened on the back of you reading the book and you had an aha moment.
And I had an aha moment. And for me, that highlighted that there's so much of my day that's not productive. There's so much of what I'm doing that doesn't help me get where I need to go.
Yeah.
Both in my personal life as well as my business. And for me, you know, that knocked me for six. I'm generally a pretty positive and energetic, driven individual, but I tell you what, I was bowled over
really?
For a couple of days. And, you know, I think a bit of the imposter syndrome started to creep in. And I was trying so hard for it not to, but the negative mindset, you
yes.
know, like, what the, you idiot. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I told you you couldn't do it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, yeah, you can't be in business because you don't know what the hell you're doing. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
All of that started creeping in. And, of course, you know, I was aware that that was happening, so I was straight onto it, having these conversations in my mind, of course, as you can imagine. But that weekend, you know, got stuck into my 4-hour work week book, and every spare moment started to make improvements to my day-to-day operation
yep.
to see how I could make this better. So I started off with actually systemizing my day,
mm-hmm.
going, okay, so if I'm going to get up at 4 till 6 every morning, one of my goals is to kind of really produce a lot more content for our business. We're content marketers, so
yep.
the I don't actually produce anywhere near as much content as I should be.
Yeah.
So one of my goals has always been to produce more content, but I've always been saying, well, I don't have the time to do that.
I'll do it when I'm...
I'll do that okay, when I've finished
time.
With this client.
Yes.
Or I'll do with them, you know. And I've just never prioritized it. And I guess this for me is just really highlighted, I've got to prioritize my business because guess what happens when you don't? You know, it's forgotten about it and then you mm-hmm. have that meeting with your accountant and you...
And your whole world comes crashing down.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, right, okay, so I have to prioritize my business. From 4 to 6, Monday to Friday, I am producing content. So that's what I have done this week. From 4
wow.
to 6, I have got up and I have produced content for my business. The other thing was Mondays, just spent on business development and marketing, product building for us because I do want to change the model from being time-based to product-based.
Yes. And I was going to say that originally, that's one of the big things that you have to make sure that you're doing as a service business.
Absolutely.
Not selling your time for money because there's only one of you and...
It's not scalable.
Yeah.
And I knew that, but it's like trying to get your head around how you actually turn that into a product.
Oh, of course. And getting your head around, but I've got too many things to do right now.
Yeah, I'll
do that when I have time, when I can stop and actually have time to change things. I'm not changing everything now. I'm too busy.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So... Yeah. So then Mondays, I think, right, business development, marketing, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are my client days. So
yep.
I plan to have those back to back with client work where I'm actually generating income.
Yep.
And then Friday will be another work on the business, you know, podcasting, et cetera, day. So just even getting that far
yep.
has given me a level of comfort that I'm already being 600% more productive.
Fantastic.
What about you?
Oh, well, that just saying that, it's funny how we don't have these conversations before we go on air, and now it's so much of what you're saying is exactly what I've gone through in the last little while. The juggle of, because I have my kids a lot during the day, but also try to be productive and do work, and that's impossible.
Yeah.
Being able to schedule out time, okay, this is the time that I'm going to spend on the business, this is the time I'm going to spend in the business. And I've got, in the last 2 weeks, I've just written a fortnightly plan.
Yes.
So every Monday I won't get to do this, but every second Monday I do. Every second Friday I can come and record the podcast.
Yes.
Every Wednesday the kids are in care, so what am I going to get done?
Yes.
And I've found exactly the same thing. I'm so much more productive now that I have a game plan for the week. Yes. And it's not a game plan of, oh, okay, on this day I'm going to do this task.
Yeah.
But it's exactly what you said. Mondays, business development, marketing.
Yeah.
That's my overall.
Yeah.
And then I can have a look at my to-do list and prioritize what needs to be done that falls under that heading.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So great.
Yeah. So I also want to incorporate that into my personal life. You know, I want to be fitter. I want to exercise more. I want to spend more time eating well. So that means mm-hmm. actually being
organized.
Being organized and also, again, prioritizing me. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like instead of just shoving whatever is in my mouth because I've just walked through the door and I have 5 minutes to, you know, regroup before I start cooking kids' dinner and all that sort of stuff. It's about going, make healthy choices.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And because you're worth it, you
yeah.
know? So, but I feel like I'm going to have to systemize that as well, because if I don't systemize it, it doesn't happen.
Yeah. And I love the conversation about systems because it, the same with you, it's tapping me on the shoulder. The universe is putting things in front of me. It's just now up to me to get off my backside and get myself sorted and
yeah.
organized.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And good job we're motivated enough to be able to actually do that. But, you know, I get it. You know, I get why some people give up with
yes.
small business. I get that.
Yeah.
Particularly women who might be juggling, you know, kids' schedules, business, you know, staff. Like, holy hell.
Yeah.
It's not easy and it's not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have it any other way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I've had one of those days today where both kids are sick and so everything you wanted to achieve and had hoped to achieve goes out the door and you have that tear in your heart
yes.
between I just want to cuddle them on the couch
yes.
and oh my gosh, I need to get all this stuff done. I've made all these commitments and I need to do these things. And I'm so lucky that I've got a great support network around me that I can
yes,
still
rely
try
on.
And yeah,
yeah,
still try and get everything done. But I just when it comes to productivity, it's really interesting to hear other people's stories, and that's why I so love where you're at the moment, and I'm looking forward to seeing where you're going to go with it.
Yes.
Whether you turn around in a month's time and go, oh, it was all too hard, which would be understandable, or
yeah.
whether you absolutely just pick it up and fly, which I think is probably what's going to happen.
Stace, I don't think my business will be around if I don't embrace this. I will not grow. I won't succeed unless I take this, and I think that was the wake-up call
yeah.
I needed, and I'm just lucky that I work, you know, with someone who's been able to identify that for me.
Yeah.
Because, you know what, looking back on it, I know. I knew this,
yeah.
but I turned my head the other way.
Mm-hmm.
I put my head in the sand.
Yeah.
I'll deal with that later.
Yes.
Something will happen. It'll be right.
Yeah.
I'll wing it at the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Nah.
Not anymore.
No, no. And now I've got an accountant breathing down my neck. And he even called me this week. God love him. He called me to make – Jane, what have you done? What steps have you taken?
Oh, that is so great.
I nearly fell off my chair. It's like, this is awesome. Great. He's breathing down my neck. I have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's amazing. So I – just a little quick story about my productivity this week.
Yep.
I had a day on Wednesday which was set aside for day-to-day mundane, the to-do list day, not a day of planning, not a day of overall things, just a tick it off the list day.
Get stuff done.
And so what I did Tuesday night, which I don't get to do this very often, but what I did Tuesday night was I set out everything I had to do for the day.
Yep.
And I listed it down and put time limits next to it of
yep.
how long it was going to take me. And then the next day when I got up, I got stuck straight in, turned off Facebook, turned off notifications, put the phone on silent, stuck it in my handbag.
Yes.
Anyone who needed me could wait till lunchtime.
Yep.
And then I just set my timer on my phone and I sat there with the phone next to me, 5 minutes to return this email. Ding, ding, ding. Next task. Next
wow.
task. Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
8 till 2. And holy moly. I have felt great ever since.
Yeah,
because I got
like
so
that.
Much done. And
I
know
that
I could do that if I was more focused and driven in
yes.
terms of doing it. But I think the more often I do it, the more often I feel this great and go, okay, I should really try and do that. So every second Wednesday is going to be that day for me.
Yes.
That I'm really going to.
And I think what you've described there is essentially it's just getting into the habit. Once you're into the habit of that, and as you said, and once you actually start to realize the benefits of conducting your days like that, it just becomes natural. You don't, we don't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
At some point.
And that day I got a call when my phone was back on, thank goodness. I can always reach my husband, so I don't want to get emails about this. But the daycare rang and said that my little boy had a temperature and so I had to go and pick him up early. But I was like, that's fine. Cool. Yeah. No worries, because any other day I would go, oh, I've still got six things to do.
Yes.
But on this day, I'd achieved so much that I was like, that's fantastic. Fine. I'll go and pick him up.
Yeah.
I get lots of smoochy cuddles with him and, you know, sweet. And yeah, yes. Everything was great. So
Oh, good. Well, wow. We've both been on the productivity wavelength this week then.
Most definitely. If you've got great productivity stories that you can share with us of things that you do that work well or things that you would like to improve, we'd love to hear from you. And we'd also love to hear from you on iTunes by leaving us a rating or review. That's the way that we help share this podcast with as many people as possible. So please, if you love it, help us share it.
Sure. The other place that you can get in touch with us is on our Facebook page. So if you go to facebook.com/MissBossyBootsPodcast, you'll find us there and we'd love to continue the conversation online.
Speaking of continuing conversations, we'll be back in a fortnight with another episode. Thanks so much, Jane.
Thanks, Dace.